former Toronto Raptors point guard Jose Calderon. He joins us on the Andrew Walker Show this afternoon. Hello, how are you?
Hey, how you doing? Good. Great.
Yeah, hey, thanks for making time today. We appreciate it. How is the new stop? You've been around the NBA. You're seven games into Atlanta. How has it been so far? How are the Hawks treating you?
Well, it's been great. Just trying to get ready for the playoffs and see how everything goes and finish it up in the first spot possible. But personally, they're treating me well and happy to be here.
A lot can happen, but if the playoffs were to start today, you would face your old team in the Toronto Raptors. Is that something you would look forward to?
It could be nice. I could spend a few more days in Toronto. Have a lot of friends there, so why not? It could be a great matchup.
He is Jose Calderon of the Atlanta Hawks, former Raptors point guard. Great, Ben.
Do you feel it, Jose? The feelings that people here in Toronto have for you, because you're a lot of Raptors fans, like one of their top five favorite players. Do you feel that? Do you know that?
Well, I really feel, from the day one I got there, it was great. I felt like home. 8 years is a lot of time, so I have so many friends. The fans from the beginning, they make me feel like, really comfortable out there, and I still feel it. I have a lot of, like, now with social media, it's even easier to get a lot of love from those fans. So, but it was they go both ways. I love that city. I still own my place there. Too many friends just to forget about that part of my life.
Now, you are the Raptors' all-time assist leader, 3,770 in your time here. Kyle Lowry has now, in the last couple of years, bumped up to number two. You know Kyle, you played with him, you played against him. But he's still 1,400 away. Like, he's going to have to re-sign here and play, four or five more seasons to catch you. How proud are you of that? Like, is it an honor if Kyle eventually catches you? Do you want him to finish a little short? Where do you come in?
It's like everything. I think, all those records are made to be broken at some time. If it's something I know, somebody I know, well, why not? Kyle was a great teammate. I still have a good relationship with him. Great player. So if it had to be him, that could be great. Why not?
Now, when you played with Kyle here, and, it was very quickly after that kind of a year of transition for this team, did you see that in Kyle? Like Kyle's the heart and soul now of a very good basketball team and has been for four playoff seasons. Did you see that in Kyle, 4 or 5 years ago?
Yes, because he was working. He worked really hard every day. He was really competitive, and every time he jumped on that, on that court, he's going to give you, 200%. So when you got a guy like that, and when his talent is involved as well, you got all the pieces to be a really good player, and that's what happened with Kyle. And that's why he grew up, to be the player he is right now.
Do you have, Jose, a specific memory of your time with the Raptors? What's your favorite Raptor memory?
Oh, it's tough to just think about one. I always say, like, my first game is always going to be special, coming from Europe and be able to play in the NBA, but so many really good times with all those teams, coaches, players, when we got the Atlantic Division title. I don't know. It's so many really good times there. I don't know which one could be the best one.
We've been having this debate lately on the great Raptors of all time, and it's funny because you did not play with Vince here, but you played with Vince in Dallas. So, I mean, you've seen, yes, Vince Carter in the league for a long time. You played with Chris Bosh here. You played with both DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry. And all of a sudden, like you said, some of those records, some of the numbers are starting to fall. DeMar DeRozan is the all-time leading scorer. For your money, who is the greatest Toronto Raptor of all time?
Wow. It's the same thing. I think every one of those names, they did something really good for the franchise, and from that city. From Vince Carter at the beginning, getting Toronto and Canada in the map, if we could say that. From Chris Bosh, because they're kind of like the first one to get everybody, maybe even more involved in basketball and getting into the playoffs and really, all-star and all the stuff. And after, I think right now DeMar and Kyle are on those, the teams who really, go to the finals, like almost to the finals in the Eastern Conference. And And I've seen right now the team is like, it's totally different than it was years ago. So I think all of those could be the first one. I think it's going to be more about which kind of like game you like the most to choose. But it's not for me to say just one.
He is former Raptor great Jose Calderon of the Atlanta Hawks. He joins us on the Andrew Walker Show in conversation with Andrew Walker and Ben Ennis.
Jose, you're going to be 36 in September. Hey, it's not old. Come on. I'm approaching 36. I know that's not old, but in basketball terms, you know what 36 means. It's not exactly you're not breaking into the league anymore. Have you thought about how long you're going to keep doing this, playing in the NBA, and what your plans might be after you decide to retire?
You know, as right now, I would like to play a couple more years if I can. I really feel great. You know, I'm healthy, I'm in shape, I'm ready to help, you know, anyhow on whatever team they need me. But we'll see. It's something I've never thought like long term. I always try to go year by year and see how everything goes and what is the best option for me, for my family now, for everything. So and after, you know, well, same thing. We love being in US or, you know, or Canada, or being in this part of the wall, and if something come up here, we maybe stay. If not, we'll go back to Spain, and for sure it's gonna be something, you know, still with basketball related. So, but we'll see what happens in the next couple of years.
I mean, you can't retire until all those, you know, guys that were in Dallas retired. You played with Dirk, you played with Vince. They still look great. I mean, if they can keep going, you can probably keep going.
Yeah, you know, in a different roles, because, you know, they've been really playing and a lot of minutes and doing it's amazing. They are both like greats, you know, of all time. So I don't know how long they're gonna be playing, but they have to retire soon I want to be after them.
Well, what did you think of Dirk? You know, he becomes only the seventh guy to hit 30,000 points, and he does it in, I don't know if you're watching that game that night, but just spectacular fashion. What's your biggest memory playing with him?
For him, it's like, you know, I only played like 3 years ago. He was already, you know, 36 or so, and but he was amazed. I was amazed how hard he worked. It doesn't matter how many minutes he was playing the night before he was there. He was working on his jumpers and his moves. So that was impressive. And I think when you see that, like, guys, you know, nobody just gives you anything in this league. You got to work for it, and those guys just do it. Just do it and bringing every night. And I think that was the most kind of like a scene that amazed me when I was there with him.
Jose, you've got a son, right?
I got three boys.
You have three boys. Okay. And I know you have one that's approaching 10 years old. I think he's about seven. Where are they on the development scale? Are you pushing them towards basketball? Do they know what the old man does? Do they want to follow you down that path? How's that going?
Well, the older one is Manuel. He's seven. He's the only one like really understand what's going on right now. Like, okay, my dad playing in the NBA and all that stuff. The other two are still, you know, it's fun to go to the games, but they really don't know what's going on. He was, you know, he's been playing basketball, doing other sports as well. I'm not really pushing to anything. So whatever he want to do, you know, hopefully he choose one of these sports and see I prefer for them to do a sports, but, you know, it'll be their decision. I'm not pushing too hard.
Hockey. We vote for hockey. but we're in Canada, so what are you going to do? He is Jose Calderon. You know, we were all very excited, actually, when we got the news that you were going to sign and did sign with the Golden State Warriors. You're, as Ben mentioned, you're a popular guy in this city, and the NBA feels top heavy. Like, what do we know in the media? But, you know, we think, hey, Golden State and Cleveland, like, there's your championship matchup. So we, you know, the narrative was, hey, like, Jose might get a ring here. And then that didn't last very long, right? They had to go in a different direction. Did that carry with, and I know you're playing in Atlanta now, but was there some disappointment there? Did you have dreams of a championship ring for a couple of hours?
Yes, for sure. I think that that way I made a competition, you know, and to get out of the Lakers, and the decision was to go to Golden State. I signed, and I was ready with everything. Bags were ready. Family was ready to move, and you got to wait those 48 hours, and in those 48 hours when Kevin Durant got injured on that game and supposed to join a team in Chicago the next morning, but I didn't catch the flight. They had to sign another big guy, like a three guy, and you know, everything worked out well. It happens. You can call it whatever. You know, it was a great opportunity for sure to get closer to a ring, and that's what everybody, I think, dream of. But maybe, you know, we got another opportunity soon enough. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I'd say things worked out all right, Jose. Yeah, because, I mean, they did pay out for your time, your 2 hours there, the Golden State Warriors. It became kind of a big story on the internet. Do you feel sheepish about that? Like, I mean, I wouldn't. I'd be all about it. I'd be tweeting about it nonstop. But you got paid for 2 hours' work.
Yeah, it wasn't. No, it's not true. That's not how it worked out. Like Golden State actually is off the hook. Like the money I gave to Lakers to get out is now paying by Atlanta.
So,
Golden State didn't pay anything to me. I didn't make more money to be here or in Golden State. I was just trying to give money away just to be able to get an opportunity. So I know it was a great headline.
Yeah, it was.
No accurate.
That's interesting. Yeah, that was news desk. We like to laugh about it. He is Jose Calderon. Well, I mean, hey, all the best with the Hawks. I know you guys have lost five in a row, but if the train stays in the track here, this could be a potential 4-5 matchup, and we'd love to see you know come here and play in Toronto. Jose, thanks for making time today.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.